To the daytime, not to the nighttime. So that's not exactly 100% accurate statement. That is true according to the Rambam Shita, but not according to the Rosh Hashita. According to the Rosh Hashita, the mitzvah of tzitzis applies by yom v'layma. The only thing is that if it's a ksus yom, you do wear tzitzis. If it's ksus layma, you don't wear tzitzis. So that's a loaded question that the Rishonim raised, according to the Shita HaRosh, that tzitzis is not really yom versus layma. In Cain, why does that qualify as a Zman Grama? That was Zman Grama. The Rambam is Zman Grama. Davis is night, according to the Rosh, it's not really Zman Grama. So Tosfos quotes us ready for Ramei Natan, and Tosfos throws their hands up and says, I'll call you have to say a tremendous finish. That Zman Grama has to be a little bit redefined. The Zman Grama can apply to Tzitzis because Zman is Gorin, like the Ksus, and the Ksus, Yom, is Machayim, Tzitzis, a couple steps removed. That also qualifies as Zman Grama. That's a very, very controversial statement. That's probably part of why the Rambam didn't go down the route of the Rambam. Because going to the Rambam, it's much easier to understand why it's a Zman Grama. But the Mice, whatever it is, many other Gram of the Rush, the Mice in the Gemara says it is Zman Grama, and therefore women are pturos from tzitzis. When we say that women are pturos from tzitzis, as a mitzvah says she's Zman Grama, does that mean that if a woman wants to perform the mitzvah, she has a right to do so? So there is a discussion in the Rishonim that all mitzvahs essay should have Zman Grama. Forget about tzitzis. A mitzvah essay of lulav, sukkah, shofar, kriyashma, a lot of mitzvahs essay should have Zman Grama. So what's our take? So should we say that Zman Grama women should not be doing? But do we say that Zman Grama they don't have to do? If they want to do so, they may do so. So you're probably aware there's a famous machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam about the following. Both the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam agree that if a woman wants to volunteer to perform as Zman Grama, she may do so. However, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam part ways whether it's appropriate for her to recite a bracha or not. So the Rambam holds that any mitzvah that you're exempt from, you cannot just volunteer to make a bracha. It's partially not true. It's a bracha of Atala. We mentioned the Rambam Shita is that bracha of Atala is just a deraisa. I take that very seriously according to the view of the Rambam. So the Rambam would say that under no circumstances can a woman make a bracha when she sits in the sukkah, or shake a lulav, etc. And Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, no. And a woman can recite brachas. I don't remember what Rabbeinu Tam's big raya was. He had a very famous raya from Rav Yosef. Famous story about Rav Yosef. The Amor Rav Yosef was blind, and he still used to perform mitzvahs. And the Gemara says he wasn't sure whether a blind person is chayav or not. Because he said tanoim, whether a blind person is chayav or mitzvah say. So Rav Yosef says he wasn't sure. Is he chayav? Is he not chayav? So the Gemara says at one point he thought that volunteering to do mitzvahs was greater than to be chayav in mitzvahs. We probably the other way around. But in his early years, Rav Yosef used to think that gadol she'eino mitzuvah, mi'ishe mitzuvah. The Gemara says that therefore he was very, very happy if someone would tell him that he's not chayav mitzvahs, he was thrilled, because that way he felt he was getting a greater schar. So Tosfos says the kasha, and
Tosfos says that if it's true that you don't make brachos,
then you
don't
have
the brachos.
Oh, so Tosfos says, yes, if it's true that the blind person wouldn't make brachos, if Rambam's right, you don't make a bracha when you're in a mitzvah, so then how can he be so happy he just wants to have a little bit of some mitzvahs? That was Rabbeinu Tam's right. And again, we raised him. We don't have the right, but enough for now. So the bottom line is, the Rambam says women don't volunteer to make brachos, and Rabbeinu Tam says that they do. The Sfaradim follow the Shulchan Aruch, follows the Rambam, but the Sfaradim women generally don't recite brachos on lulav and sukkah, etc. And the Ashkenazi women follow the Rambam, follow the Rabbeinu Tam, that women are permitted to volunteer and to actually recite brachos. However, one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam himself makes the point of saying that women should not be volunteering, other mitzvahs they can. Lulav, sukkah, shofar, those are good, those are great, they're wonderful. We like women to do all those things. But sukkah, but tzitzis and tefillin, hopefully we'll talk a little bit about the culture. Tzitzis and tefillin are the two mitzvahs that the Rambam singles out. The women should be discouraged, should actually not be volunteering, albeit for different reasons. So we'll talk about the tzitzis reason now, we'll save the tefillin reason for the remaining part of Shia, for a couple of days from now. So when it comes to tzitzis, the Rambam is the following. The Rambam says, going back to the very beginning of the tzitzis we mentioned, we don't really have to wear tzitzis today. We go out of our way, Amidis Chasidus, go out of our way to put on a four-cornered garment to be Mechayim ourselves in Tzitzis. But Mikredim, we don't really, you can't say a guy's Makal HaMitzvah. I'm not discouraging you from wearing Tzitzis, I'm telling you that. It's not called a Bitl HaMitzvah, because you're not actually wearing a four-cornered garment. So comes Rambam and says that for a woman who is not Chayim as a Tzitzis anyway, to make the following cheshbon, I'm going to go out of my way to put on a four-cornered garment, to put myself into a situation of a mitzvah that I'm not Chayim as anyway, So the Ramah throws two words at that. You know what he calls that? He calls that Mechsek Yorah. It's a little bit show off here. That's a little bit too much. You have to be careful, even in the realm of Shmiras and Mitzvahs, you don't show off too much. So the Ramah writes that therefore we discourage women from wearing tefillin. In the olden days, when everybody walked around with standard dress, the Gemara says the same as four-corner garments. If a woman's wearing a four-corner garment and she chooses, she wants to put tefillin on, so we can't say there's anything wrong with that. You can't say it's any different than her shading a lulav or sitting in the sukkah. It should be a shofar. But this man has this, says the Rambam, with the whole nature of how we perform the two right before tzitzis has changed drastically, for a woman to go that far, the Rambam thought that was inappropriate.
Is there any question about
your issue? Oh, so now the question becomes like this. Once the Rambam tells us that we shouldn't be doing it, once the standard custom becomes that women don't wear, talus katas or talus gadols, now if a woman decides she wants to do it, it may be significantly worse. Now the taka may be a problem begging isha. I'm sorry, begging isha. So again, in the olden days when it wasn't discouraged for a woman to wear tzitzis, if she wants to put tzitzis on her four-corner garment, there's a day, we have no problem with that. So then you can't say that the wearing of tzitzis was a begging isha. But this man has said that it becomes so discouraged, and from women have never, in the last hundreds of years, have not been wearing tzitzis, all of a sudden a woman wants to put on a talus, she wants to put on a talus pattern or something, so one could argue maybe that really is a problem of begging isha.
So now this equal was wearing.
You mean in theory, if she was already wearing, she's already wearing the blanket of the elof. She's already wearing a four-corner garment, now she wants to be. So then in theory, the Rabbah's concern wouldn't apply. But well, nice, we would not encourage this. We would struggle with this.
So the elof wouldn't apply?
What? No, she's already wearing, you want to know, she's already wearing a four-corner, she's not putting on a talus cuff, she's wearing a four-corner garment.
Yeah,
so now you want to know, is putting the strings itself considered to be a beged ish? I've been talking about putting on the whole beged. Maybe it would be. To be begging ish, it doesn't have to be after begging. Anything that's derech, I'm not sure, that's also called begging ish. I don't know, maybe it would be. Maybe.
Does
begging
ish apply
to begging
that other people can't see?
I think so, yeah.
Don't we do this anyways about tzitzis that we're not really,
only,
it's only if you have four corner garments? And we
no, but
not
we
go out of our way to put on the
corner. Yeah, we do go out of our way. We go out of our way to do
so
it.
So why should it be different?
Because a woman's going to go out of her way to put on a four-corner garment to be do a mitzvah. That's chayev to do in the first place. So that's already that's a rishus. Yeah, it's a little bit too far. Okay. All right. There's one last thing, just in terms of this man tzitzit, and that's the fact that the Gemara learns out the whole sugya of this man tzitzit from the phrase of Isim also. But the Gemara does not learn out from the phrase of Isim also. Is what? That you have to have your tzitzis wearing out. Like, let me say that in the Gemara, that your tzitzis have to be flying out. So where did that come from? So the Mishnah Berurah really is a big chiddush, a double chiddush. Mishnah Berurah writes in the chassidus that of course you have to make sure your strings and your tzitzis are exposed for two reasons. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says, harisim also, you have to see the tzitzis. And number two, it's to be zoyin to the tzitzis, because it shows that you're trying to hide the mitzvah of Kodesh Baruch. You're embarrassed. You have a Kodesh Baruch mitzvah, of course you have the tzitzis flying, they should be seen by everybody. So Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva that he doesn't understand either of those concerns. He says, the Gemara doesn't say that's what a reasonable soul means. The Gemara says, a reasonable soul means prat laila. One of the Rishayim, the Smach, St. Francis Kotham, and he said, he quotes a reasonable soul as one of the Tiger Mitzvahs. You get the impression there's like a separate mitzvah, you have to see it, sentence. But the Rambam doesn't quote that, the Shulchan doesn't quote that, the other Rishayim don't quote that. So Moshe writes that, hey, you have to see it, sentence. Like, Rishayim, you have to see it, sentence. And number two, Ramosha says, if you're wearing your bag at the top of your shirt, Chassidim doing it, it's not to hide your tzitzis, no one should see your strings. Is that to be zoyin to tzitzis? If I'm wearing my tzitzis under my shirt, well, who am I embarrassed? I'm not embarrassed. I'm wearing it under my shirt, so my bag is under my shirt. I don't walk around showing away half my undershirt, so my bag of tzitzis is under my shirt. And my strings are under my shirt, so what's the big deal? So Ramosha didn't understand exactly what. So you have two different approaches to this whole idea of wearing tzitzis out. So you have the Mishnah Berurah, you must wear tzitzis out. And the Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't understand why you should be able to wear tzitzis out. But Avad Yosef has a tshuva for the other extreme. Avad Yosef writes up in Kabbalah that one should not have the strings exposed. He writes that the Sfaradim who follow this tradition, that the Dafka should not have the strings exposed, and the Tana should not, they should wear the tzitzis inside. And then he writes at the end of the tshuva that an Ashkenazi who really, really wants to have the tzitzis out, maybe they can be makel. Spanish should be makel, but maybe makel. But the Mishnah Berurah said you have to do, and the Vayyad said you're not allowed to do. So you have a minat kotz ala kotz. So again,
does he explain why?
It's not going to come on. So those who wear the tzitzis out are following Mishabura. Those who are adamant about wearing the tzitzis in are following Rabbi Yosef. And those who don't have a preference or an opinion on the matter are following Rabbi Yosef.
Do you think it's going to ruin the strings if you have it out?
If you ask the Mishabura, you better wear that. If you ask the Mishabura, you can wear it.
Even in the Sabbath of the Mishabura, he says it's not a Hazan. Is there a... How does it mean to Mishabura? Carlo, what's the best way that we should do now? Should we keep them out or should we keep them in?
Whatever you want. A very committal answer on that one.
Well,
a very, very non-committal answer on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Everybody say, I can pull your freeze in here, so we're back to the bench. 11:15 GMT.